So as we continue in our Lenten journey, brothers and sisters, the Lord is telling us, or even confronting us in this Lenten season, to seek Him and examination of ourselves, where we are right now in our journey, in our life. And today, He's talking to the Samaritan woman in a Jacob well. An encounter with the Word of God, Jesus. Last Sunday, encounter with Nicodemus. They talk about being born again, new life in Christ. He always make every encounter as you learn something from Him and you teach. Today, once again, an encounter with this Samaritan woman. He's not a Jew. An encounter that would lead to transformation. Same with Nicodemus last Sunday. This woman, his divine encounter with the Lord Jesus, direct her or lead her into transformation. And may it be also that our divine work with God, in our encounter with God, this Lenten season would lead us into transformation of ourselves, into a better person, to repentance and grace of God. So what I want to arrive this morning in this divine encounter with a woman is that they're talking about water. Last Sunday, talking about divine life. And today, talking about water. And that water, not only talking about natural water, but that living water, Jesus. How the Lord make a metaphor or comparing the spiritual things into natural things, and how He could approach a person or in the level to make them understand. So what I want to write this morning in our Lenten journey connected is that where we are getting our strength, in what well, bubon, okay, or sa Tagalog, yung balloon, for dry water every day. In a metaphor sense, they get water to drink from it. So, with this also, in our daily life, where we get our strength, in what well do we get our strength? That's something we have also to examine, where we get our strength every day. We get our strength, ability to overcome everyday problem and daily life from our own strength, own ability, maybe to your savings, maybe to your accomplices or your success. Where do you get your strength? Because in our text this morning, it just would tell us it is a wrong well. That is not the true well which would draw strength. And here, you talk about water, comparing water, because the water is one of the essentials in life. And that is something that we have to learn when we meditate, examine ourselves during Lenten season. We are more directed to the fundamentals of life. Essentials of life, like water, food, shelter to a man to live. Like in the desert, all you have to do, what you need most, is not your money, but water, food, something you could survive. Those are essential things. And in our Lenten season, those essential things are our lives. Our decisions, where we are right now. Those are essentials that we have to think about. Because sometimes we are being drawn by those other things. Other things, little things, we thought is very important, but not drawing us far away from those important things in life. At the end of our life, that should be the most important thing to us. In a dying person, he don't think much about money. He didn't think much about his land. A dying person first will think about his family. He didn't think much about money, he think about his family. And the second would think where he would go after this. Those are fundamentals in life that you should think about. Not to be drawn much of these little things away from the essentials, which is very, very important to God. Our life, our decisions, where we are right now. So today, here, a divine encounter with this woman, and this isn't a coincidence. It is part of the plan of God, and in the life of this woman, that this day, that this time, in that place, Jesus would meet her. So in our lives, brothers and sisters, there is no such coincidence. Everything is recorded and planned by God. And this encounter with him, they're in a Jacob well. Sabalon. And there, it says here, in verse 6, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. And the woman of Samaria came to draw water. And Jesus said to her, give me water. Give me something to drink. So it is a plan of God at that time, that place, he would encounter that woman. Because in his plan, this woman would receive Jesus. And they met in a well. That's the place. In a well. That well represents our source of strength. In that place, that well is a source of water to all the people there. But other meaning behind that, it would also represent our source. What is your well? Where do you get your strength? Because the well, that water would supply there for all the community. But also would represent to you and me the source of our strength. Ability, solution of a problem. Something would satisfy us, give us the strength. In time of problem, where do you get your strength? Where is your well? Is there a source of strength? Is your own strength, ability? Maybe your past victory? Where do you get? No wonder we're always tired, wearied in our life. Because those things, the source, is just a temporary fix. It will not give us a final solution. Temporary fix. And in the discourse, then you will be thirst again. But the Lord now is bringing here this woman, not only to the natural water, but to the living water, Jesus. And that's all what leading to all of us this morning, to lead us into the true well, the source of strength, the source of ability, the source of solution, satisfaction, and pleasure in life. There's no other than Jesus. He is the source. Apart from it, wala na. That's why if you're drawing from other well, other source, that's why your life is so wearing. In times of crisis and problems, that you are tired, about to give up. Why? Because you are drawing in a wrong well. Yes. That's why something that we have to analyze this morning, where do you get your strength? And the Lord has given us already the answer. It's from God. Away from it, nothing more. Just a temporary fix. Temporary pleasure. Temporary satisfaction. But here, like this woman, the Lord is offering this woman, you and me, the true well. That is Jesus, the fountain of life. Through His Word, through the Holy Spirit, by His grace, through the sacrament, that we could be strengthened every day. So, brothers and sisters, this morning, I just want to ask this question, where do you get your strength? And that's something that we have to examine ourselves. If not from God, the true well, then we have to go back to God in repentance. So we could have what you call the living water. Not only would give us strength, but ability. Not only the promise of eternal life, but ability to overcome every situation today in this life. He is the source. He is the source. So may it be once again, I repeat it again, one thing that we have to meditate and examine ourselves, where do you get your strength? Where do you put your trust? In your own strength? Your own intellect? In your own savings? Your past victories, accomplishment, or status? It's just a temporary fix. Because there are problems that would come in our lives more than that. More than of your intellect. More than your ability. More than your money. More than your connection. But only God is the answer. That's why today He is directing us to the true source of our strength, ability, healing, everything. It is God. Away from it, mahirapan lang tayo. Always be worried, tired, and about to give up in life. Jesus, as this woman. And in our encounter with God, in our recollection where we are, God will direct us. Not part of our reading in the discourse of this woman. You know, along the way as we serve ourselves, Lord, we need an honest evaluation. And even repentance. That's the start to draw the real water. Start by repentance and being honest before God. In this discourse with a woman, not part of a reading, he said, call your husband. I said, I have no husband. Yes, Jesus said, you have no husband. In fact, you have 5 husbands. And the man you're living today is not your husband. He's not married. God knows. That's why in our repentance, in our self-seeking, we have to be honest with God, Lord. Yes, Lord. Because God sees also. Because that's the very start that we could draw water, living water from Jesus through our repentance and being honest before God. Confession, if you will, if you want. But you need the strength of God. So in our listen this morning, once again, many of you forget where the true source, and that is Jesus. If you fail, if you deviate to that, go back to Jesus. That you will learn to draw the strength, the ability, the pleasure that you're looking for, the satisfaction only in God, not other things. And in so doing also, brothers, as we do, that we gain strength from God for repentance. We have gained strength. We are now drawing water from the living water of Jesus, from His Word, from the sacrament, from the Holy Spirit. It's not only intended for us. May it be also that we now drawing from that living water may be an instrument to bring that living water to others who are also thirsty. They could quench their thirst in life. May it be also the other people around us who are also wearied, tired, and about to give up. They need also a bucket of water. May it be you and me will be an instrument to bring them the living water, to lead them to Jesus, the true source, the true solution, the true strength that they also experience. May it be, brother and sister, once again, it will lead us to the true source, the true well. We could draw strength, ability, power to overcome everything in life because of His love, because of His mercy. And may it be also that we will be an instrument that you could bring water to others who are thirsty, who are tired of their life. May it be you and me an instrument, because we are now the source. The source is in us. Wherever we go, we bring that source, that is Jesus. And may it be that through our lives, we will see that living water flowing out of us so that others also would be blessed. Once again, Jesus is the true source, no other else.